Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire! Boom shakalaka!
200 strong!
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is February 22nd, 2023. Welcome to Fightful. This is The List and ya boy. We have a big episode of The List Goes on Fightful Select shortly after this. I'll talk about that momentarily. But Jimmy Van's back. Jimmy, you're on that part-time schedule now. How you enjoying it?
I'd be enjoying it more if I had a nice new background the way that you do with the nice wood paneling, and you got that nice neon sign back there. And
finally, I got another one coming too. Another neon sign coming, because right now I have to take this one from over there. I've got multiple looks in this office obviously. But I'm gonna have another one on the wall directly across from me. Don't know what it's gonna be yet, but I can use this as a one or a two person setup. Got to learn how to use some of the equipments like the mixing board and some of the mics that I have right now. I'm using actually the first mic that I bought in 2016, but I've got a new neon light coming as well. That's got a little bit of a different look. Just trying to give people a lot of different, a lot of different angles of me. You know what I mean, Jimmy?
That's the demand number one. Whenever we look at the FIFO select requests, it's like, can we get more angles of Sean?
Exactly. That's it. Now, also, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. It would mean an awful lot to us. We already had some humper chats and super chats that came in, by the way, like plenty of them. We had Tony P saying, Sean, can you get an update on Mercedes' health after Mina bodied her on Monday night? I heard she was fine. But I guess we'll see how that works out, because I think that she had quite the introduction to New Japan with that match with Kairi. It was incredible. Bill X says the AEW or the A&E NWO documentary was excellent and worth a watch. Any news on the AEW UK show, please, Sean? I'd be shocked if it was happening imminently. I'd say probably in the summer or something like that, just for weather reasons, especially if they perhaps go to Craven Cottage. I I would say, but I'm going to get all the DVDs that have the A&E documentaries on them, because I haven't watched all of them as of yet. And also, Actual Cowboy sent this in yesterday. That's the benefit of Humper Chats. You can get these in well ahead of time. It says, if Saudi Arabia's public investment fund ends up buying WWE, what are the chances Tony can buy all the historical value, like AWA, WCW, ECW? From my understanding, they only want the business and have no value in history. Jimmy, I'd leave that one to you. What do you think the possibility of that is?
Zero. Okay, really? I'm not going to say, I should never say zero.
Sure.
I'll throw out a solid 5%. How's that? Because there's still money in the library currently with Peacock. It was a billion dollar deal. Was it 5 years? Five whatever years? Yeah, maybe it's 10 like years. That. But it was a billion dollar contract. And so, no, why would the Saudis put up, according to supposedly Visaman, $9 billion, and then just say, you know what, this piece that we can earn at least $1 billion on, we're just going to go ahead and spin that off? I doubt it. I just don't see
it. Yeah. Bill X says, can't wait for Jimmy to go all Ariel Helwani on Tony Khan today, talking about the ratings. Well, I don't think Jimmy would say some of the things that Ariel said. I hope not, at least, because a little ill-advised. But any thoughts on the AEW Rampage ratings?
That's one of the things on my list today. And okay. I was going to ask you a question about it.
Sure.
So last Friday's rating. Now, you know, we have to be, in all fairness, it was in a different time slot. It was in a 7 o'clock Eastern time slot. People are creatures of habit. It's going to make a difference. It was preempted on the West Coast. That's going to make a difference. But WWE Rivals on A&E on Sunday night at 10 o'clock, which featured a program from 30 plus years ago with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, Sean, that WWE Rivals episode did a better number in the key demo than AEW Rampage did on Friday. And that's
what it do overall.
Shouldn't happen.
What did it do overall?
I believe Brandon Thurston had it. It was, I think, 440,000 viewers for A&E. And Rampage did, I believe, is 287,000. Again, it was in a different time slot, preempted West Coast. It's not apples to apples, but a show at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night featuring a program from 30 years ago should not beat Rampage in the key demo. That shouldn't happen. And so,
I agree.
And so it's not good. And here's what I was going to ask you. So people, I think, have been conditioned to look at Rampage as a missable show. I question if part of the issue is that they tape it. And AEW's fan base is a very smart online fan base, so they probably already know the results, and they're not incented to watch. But here's my question for you. There's been this debate for a long time about how the key difference between WWE and AEW is that AEW has a focal point on the in-ring, and WWE has a focal point on the entertainment aspect, the storylines and the characters. Do you think that one of the reasons that Rampage isn't drawing on Friday nights, and it is a shitty time slot, but do you think one of the reasons they're not drawing is because they don't have compelling stories and their fan base is getting their fill of in-ring already on Wednesday, and so they're not incented to tune in on Friday for that reason?
Yeah, I do think that's part of it. I think that's part of it. I think that they've conditioned the audience. So I think that has a big part of it, to where the audience isn't necessarily like, I gotta watch this. It ain't all gonna be CM Punk. Like, I had somebody say, oh, they should, there's no excuse that they couldn't do that number again. Well, yeah, there's a pretty big excuse. They ain't ever doing that number again. That's it. It's not an excuse. It's, you can't bring back CM Punk every single week. You can't have the biggest return in wrestling multiple times. It just doesn't work like that.
Sure.
I think that it's been conditioned as a missable show, and they've taken some steps to improve that. I don't know if the tape thing is as much of a big deal. I mean, I can tell you this. I don't know the results of Rampage until I watch it, and I cover wrestling news for a living. Like, I'm able to avoid it just fine.
Right. Yeah, and you know what?
Sending it to me or anything like that.
And also, with Raw and SmackDown, it's been proven that Raw especially, and them both, when they're a tape show, the tape show doesn't really do much worse than a live show. So, but it's not, the audiences aren't, you know, completely apples to apples either. But I really think it comes back to the whole compelling storyline thing. I think that because there's no compelling storylines really in AEW, people just think they're going to see more great in ring on Friday, and they got their fill on Wednesday. I just think there's a lot of reasons why it's not working. And what I'd like to know is, I would like to know what TNT's bottom is on that show, if they're content with the way it is, because obviously with AEW, the guys are getting their reps in, the talent's getting their reps in. So there's a benefit there. I'd like to know if TNT executives are cool with those numbers, because if they are, it'll continue. And if they're not, it won't. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. I think they should try to emulate the style of SmackDown 2000 as much as possible. It was a very exciting show. We got Connor saying, "Hey, SRS and Jimmy, with the Bloodline most likely accompanying Roman to the ring at WrestleMania, could we get something similar to All In, where Cody has a group with him, maybe Dustin?" Not Dustin. I would be surprised if Brandy doesn't make an appearance. Like, I would love for her to sort of be the one to run off Paul Heyman. Like, even if it's a one-off, I think that would be cool, because I fully believe Brandi Rose could beat Paul Heyman's ass. Like, I look at that and I'm like, there's no indication to me that Brandi couldn't beat up Paul Heyman within a character standpoint, right?
I mean, it makes sense for Sammy and KO to be two of the guys out there, because they made it clear on Monday, and we'll get to Sammy in a few minutes, but they made it clear on Monday they're still going after the Bloodline.
Yeah.
And so it would make sense for them to come out and offset the Usos. Maybe you still need somebody to offset Solo. But it seems to me it's logical. Those would be two of the guys for sure.
Spencer asks, when will Pat McAfee come back full-time on Fridays? I don't know if he'll ever be back full-time, period. I mean, he's not letting go of that game day job at all. Have you heard anything else about Trish on Monday? And if it's factored into Mania plans, how about this? FightfulSelect.com today. I will have a full report on what the plans were or are for Trish Stratus. She was there Monday. She just left before the segment. It was supposed to be her on Ding Dong Hello. Now, I know there were some people that inaccurately aggregated our story, and I want to say it was on Twitter. It wasn't like websites that did it, that said, "Oh, well, she left due to creative changes." I never said that. We were asked why things adjusted, and we were just told creative changes and that she was there and left before the segment. Emily says Triple H was pictured with a black eye recently, still kind of visible during the EC press conference. Any news on that? Yeah, it was a parasailing accident is what I hear.
Are you being serious?
No, Randy Savage punched him in the face is what really happened.
No, because I'm picturing Brutus Beefcake on the beach.
I know. That's the joke. It's a joke. No, I don't know, but I'll see what I can find out. Jimmy, what do you think of Chelsea spending 30 plus million on players and still sucking?
Oh, he's talking about the football team. The soccer team. Yeah, I'm not a soccer guy. I'll tell you how much I'm not a soccer guy. So I've been to a couple of Chelsea games live before. I took clients a couple of times, and I didn't realize, I think it was some kind of a tournament game, I didn't realize there was going to be an overtime and a shootout. And so after regulation time was done, I headed for the exit, and my client literally had to grab me by the arm and say, whoa, I had no idea. I thought the game was over.
That's funny. Did you see MJF throw his gum at Caden the other day?
I heard something on Twitter. I didn't see it. I heard something on Twitter about it.
Yeah. So, Joel, what's the percentage would carries me into our plug for Fightful Select. And I'll elaborate a little bit on this. He says, on Vince, I know he's senile, but he has to know the ramifications of taking over. Seeing as we haven't had a report of him being backstage yet, is it possible he's giving his input and just not actually running the show? He is giving his input. Triple H said as much. He told talent as much that Vince is giving his input. So I posted on Twitter today, got a little backlash, but I'll do my best to explain it. I heard from a talent yesterday that is on a very good contract, would be in the position to at least be aware of such things. And they swear that Vince is back doing some stuff, not backstage. I tried to get that confirmed or at least followed up on. Nobody would confirm it at all. FightfulSelect.com, right after the show, on the list goes on. I'm going to tell you guys what I've heard, what confirmations, lack thereof, denials that I've gotten, and all that. But I don't think that that's the case. And I saw people say, "Oh my God, why would you possibly say something that isn't?" Well, you know, this has already made its way to other websites and contributed to other reports. What usually happens when I don't report something like this, it makes its way to other reporters that do not try to verify it whatsoever and just run it arbitrarily. So what we're going to do on Fightful Select a little bit more often is we're going to address these things. And if I'm not able to get them confirmed, and they're pretty harmless in nature, and I feel like this one, Me not being able to confirm that Vince is back is pretty harmless in nature. We're going to address those on FightfulSelect.com. On the list goes on specifically more often. But yeah, we're going to be doing that a little bit more. Pro Wrestling Podcast. And hey, you know what? If you don't like it, you can find another wrestling outlet. My feelings won't be hurt. I'll understand. Pro Wrestling Podcast, thank you for your donation. Liam says, any advice for first-time Mania travelers? Well, I'm not the person to ask for LA. Denise would be the person to ask. I've never stayed for an actual Mania, and I'm leaving the day of this year too, so I can get back and I do better work here. But just plan accordingly. However much time you're planning for, plan for a little extra time to get to places, because it can be very, very hectic.
You want to rent a car. I've been to LA. You want to rent a car. Very spread out.
Rohav said, SRS made my Twitter explode. It's Rohav, the guy with the Bailey picture from New Japan this past week. Bailey was in attendance.
I saw.
Says, I'll be on all AEW San Francisco shows. They must deliver. See you Mania weekend. I hope I see you there. Thank you so much for sending that picture along. Mr. CJ Lilly says, quite simple. Is Alexa out of Mania again? I know I keep asking, but I'm confused with the Bray, Brock, Bobby, Alexa, and now Omos thing. What's happening? I feel like there are some red herrings that are being cast and stuff like that. And we can go ahead and talk about WrestleMania right now, Jimmy, because I know that's on your list.
Sure. Yeah. So I was going to talk about first how Mania, the card is taking shape now, because they've got Roman and Cody's official, Bianca, Asuka's official, Charlotte, Rhea Ripley's official. Looks like they're going to do Rollins and Logan Paul. Looks like they're going to do Austin Theory and John Cena. Sami Zayn, he's still up in the air with Kevin Owens, and we'll talk about Sami next. But Brock Lesnar, so Omos challenges Brock Lesnar for WrestleMania. I think everybody saw that and thought, no fucking way can that happen.
No way.
Here's where I want your thoughts. So everybody thinks this is going to be a Hurt Business swerve, and that they're going to lure Brock out there, and then he's going to get jumped by the Hurt Business. Bray Wyatt challenged the winner of Brock Lashley from Elimination Chamber to a match for WrestleMania, and technically Lashley won. So do you think that the Hurt Business is going to jump Brock and it's going to somehow lead to a really screwed up tag team match with Brock and Bray? Or do you think that they're just going to pretend that Bray didn't issue that challenge and do something with Lashley and Brock at Mania?
You know, when you mentioned that, like Brock and Bray sort of standing side by side in the ring does feel kind of like a WrestleMania moment type of thing. So I could
weird
see that.
Weird as a team, but maybe.
It is. And they would absolutely win. That is very weird as a team, but it's something I hadn't even imagined, but I could see that happening. I mean, it's very off the wall, but I think you should do off the wall stuff with Brock. Now he's been the same for 10 years, pretty much.
Okay. If they went in that direction, then who's the opponent? Is it Lashley and Omos?
Yeah, got to be Lashley and Omos.
Lashley and Omos.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Could you imagine? We're going to have some notes on FightfulSelect.com this week about matches that have changed, not just for WrestleMania, but have changed along the way. Some of it's stuff that we've reported before, but we're adding a little bit more context and color to. So $5, FightfulSelect.com. King of the North says, when are you getting McDavid on Know Your News?
If they miss the playoffs, I'll work on it. How's that?
All right. And
if they don't make a move, they're going to miss the damn playoffs. So they better make a move.
Xavier says, trying this again. Any news on New Japan involved with ROH? Thanks for debunking the AEW contract stuff on Twitter. Yeah, that was a very weird report. I mean, it wasn't a report. It was a random tweet from a random guy that said, oh, well, AEW only has people on handshakes after 2024 because they're probably going to get canceled. And
it's what?
Like, no, it's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And they have several multi-million-dollar contracts on the books after that period. Okay. AEW has no plans to scale back.
When you have a nationally televised television show and you have a video game in the production, it won't be released probably another for 18 years. When you have a video game in production
released very soon.
And you got a bunch of merchandise. There is no way in the world that you would have your top talent on a handshake deal. You'd never be so stupid. So
yep.
There's just no chance. No chance.
I agree. I haven't heard about anything about New Japan being involved with ROH. Obviously, I heard those mutterings, those murmurs around the beginning of the year. But I think Ring of Honor is just finally now getting their footing and stuff. And we got Chris saying, any idea what's going to happen with the ROH tag team belts? I mean, honestly, that's something I would leave up to Mark Briscoe and say, this is something that we need to address. What do you want to do?
Right.
Do you want to do a thing where you defend them by yourself? Do you want to do a thing where you pick up a partner? Do you want to vacate them and do something else? What do you want to do? I think it's about honestly making Mark Briscoe comfortable in that situation. Do you have any ideas or thoughts, Jimmy?
So even though it wouldn't make a lot of sense from a storyline perspective and, you know, people are going to pick it apart. Do you remember when the Bulldogs were the champions and Dynamite Kid hurt his back? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It's like 86 to 87. So what they did on the road was Davey Boy Smith would have a random partner. And they would defend the titles, and it always made for an interesting mix because a lot of those matches were televised and you could still probably find them on YouTube. So, you know, he would show up with Billy Jack Haynes as a tag team partner, or he would show up with whoever as a tag team partner and defend the titles. That would be interesting. Does it make sense from a storyline perspective? No, you know, but it'd be a way to go, because I agree with you. I think that Briscoe deserves to have some say in what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day that we see the FTR Mark Briscoe trios run, honestly, because I think there's great story to be told there as well.
Sure.
The Line Drive says, hey, Jimmy, know it's been a while for both, but considering how overwhelming record performance at the Rumble and Alamo Dome, can you see San Antonio getting a WrestleMania in the future, given the two-night format, same as Montreal? Ooh, Montreal for a WrestleMania. That'd be interesting. I would love if they went back to Toronto. I'd stay there for a month, Jimmy.
Montreal, I'm not sure has the venue for it because they can draw, you know, two nights of Mania. They get the traveling fan. They can draw 50 plus. Yeah. Don't know if Montreal's got the venue that can accommodate that. Obviously, Toronto's got the Sky Dome. Mania now, they bid. Cities bid for it now. It's become a much bigger deal than it used to be. And the reason, remember for a long time, you'd see them keep going back to the well. They go back to Orlando and they go back to these same places. It's because those cities were very accommodating to the company. And put forth a very aggressive bid. That's what the cities are going to have to do.
Deshire says on WrestleMania match graphics, it says produced by Vince McMahon. I think it says directed by Vince on the bottom of the credits, but I think it could be because he created WrestleMania. Yeah. It's a gimmicky thing to play up the Hollywood deal. Like, I mean, Vince isn't like a bad word in WWE. Like, he's not talked about that much though.
Sure. He owns it still. He's still majority owner.
Caden says, Brock and Lashley versus Bray and Howdy calling it now. Well, I mean, listen, if you're heading to WrestleMania, Jimmy, you need to be in WrestleMania shape. And athleticgreens.com/Fightful will get you there. And right now you can get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs. You want to drink your multivitamin. You want to fill those nutrient gaps, promote gut health, support whole body vitality with AG1. One daily serving delivers a comprehensive blend of 9 products, a multivitamin, minerals, probiotics, adaptogens, and more, working together to deliver your strongest foundation for better health. You put one scoop in 8 ounces or so of water, you drink it, and your vitamins are good for the day. 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food source nutrients in one daily serving. One scoop, 8 ounces of water. It's all you need, really. They have pouches. They are the pouch where you use the scoop. They've got the travel packs where you pour it directly in. All good stuff from AG1. Athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Unlock your offer. Unlock your potential with AG1. Get in WrestleMania shape, my friends. athleticgreens.com/Fightful. We got KE775 saying, do you think this Becky damage control goes all the way to Mania, or do you think they're sticking with damage control versus Shayna and Ronda for the tag titles? Just an assumption. I'm not reporting anything here, but I think that they are probably sticking with what they had planned. But I have an idea of what Becky might be doing at WrestleMania, and you might get an idea of that soon, but I don't think it will be that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, there's so many directions they could go. They could do a triple threat if they wanted. Becky, Lita, Damage Control, Ronda, Shayna. They could do a 6-woman match with the 3 Damage Control against Becky, Lita, Trish. Maybe they want to do Trish Bailey one-on-one. I mean, there's a lot of directions they could go depending on who wants to do what.
Doug Kahn says, any guesses what TK is going to say tonight? So I was going to save this for rec spec later, but I think we're going to spend our time talking about the Vince thing there. So let's do some rec spec here. DeShire says that the announcement is definitely the response to low ratings of Rampage and Dynamite, so I don't expect anything crazy that should be announced on TV. I mean, at this point, I believe that, and it's just me, my hunch, I believe that Adam Cole was brought back in response to them not having Mercedes there. So I feel like this does emulate that somewhat. It's like, I think they need something big. Victor says that he needs to make a CMFTR elite feud happen. If done right, it would alter the course and trajectory of AEW, would have the Bloodline story impact and be must watch. I agree. If it's CM Punk is coming back, yes, it is. It is a huge, huge announcement, Jimmy. Other things it could be: UK date announcement, reality show announcement is what one person suggested to me. Video game announcement, that would be big to some people. But would any of these make a seismic shift in your mind?
So maybe I'm overthinking, but the words that Tony used were important announcement, not major announcement.
Okay, fair.
So for that reason, I think it's business related. Whether it be a streaming deal, whether it be the video game, whether it be whatever.
I think a streaming deal would be major.
Oh, yeah, but in terms of, because like the average fan doesn't give a shit about that so much as this true. Person's coming back, that person's coming back. So because he said important announcement, I think is business related, not storyline related.
I think he should just stick to saying announcement or big announcement, because like within wrestling Twitter, there is no in between, right? Because if you say that anything has any significance whatsoever, people are going to crap on it no matter what. Like I think I reported Adam Cole's deal was coming up and people were like, meh, not that big. I was like, come on. Like, Jesus Christ, come on, man.
Yeah, if I can find it here, there's... Oh, Tony said, it is a great and exciting development for the company. He said that today or yesterday. It's a great and exciting development for the company. So I think streaming deal or video game.
If it's a reality show, I'd be like... You've already kind of had...
What would it be?
They've worked on one, like about the backstage inner workings of AEW. We reported on it on FightfulSelect.com last year. They've also had one in the works, or they at least teased one with Darby Allin. I know that Britt Baker and Adam Cole had filmed like a sizzle reel or something, but I don't know if there was ever any progress on that. They've had their hands in a few possible reality projects. But yeah, Ryan says...
No, there's still interest in that shit, eh? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Additional income. Body Slam put out a report stating prior to Trish leaving that she and Triple H had a positive lengthy meeting. Do you know any more on that? I don't, but I know what some of the plans for Trish Stratus were or are. And what's the percentage? Wood said she expressed the desire to bring back heel Trish recently. Any chance she returns and turns on Becky? So it's Becky Lita, Trish Bailey, which frees Damage Control to defend the tag titles. I mean, honestly, I think that'd be if it was Trish and Bayley against Becky and Lita, I think that would be a really great WrestleMania match.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would. And
you add a lot of
Trish and
there.
Becky one-on-one. That'd be something else too.
Yeah. Becky and Lita and Trish and Bayley, then Damage Control defending the titles against Shayna and Ronda, adds a lot of depth to your card, especially from the women's perspective, because you can't just have title matches there. Becky is too big to not have something important going on.
I agree. And that would be a marquee match.
It would be. Mr. CJ Lilly says Bobby and Hurt Business versus Omos, Brock, Bray, and Howdy with Alexa. Howdy takes a spear to allow Bray and Howdy to win. That's how Jarena. Listen, I appreciate your commitment to the Alexa Bliss stuff. I just don't know if that's in the plans. I don't see Alexa being involved with a Brock Lesnar storyline anytime soon. Just I don't think that Brock will get too involved with the lore. Right. But
I agree.
We got percent. Jay White is at Mania or the Raw after. I'll say 50-50. I think he should. Okay, depending on the Vince thing, like, isn't he involved? Because Vince, would he see it with Switchblade? Well, they were interested in Switchblade years ago even, but I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Caden says his announcement is me versus MJF at Double or Nothing. Let's hope not. Let's freaking hope not.
Let me ask you this question, Sean. So obviously AEW, you know, they're really well connected with New Japan, and they've brought a lot of guys in, even for one-offs, including Jay White. They brought a lot of guys in. AEW, their numbers have not grown over the last 4 years. You do hear from a lot of talent about how it's much more relaxed than what they're used to in WWE and all of that, and they have a lot more flexibility in the ring. How important do you think that is to a guy like Jay White versus the exposure that you get in WWE versus AEW? Because obviously Jade Cargill is a perfect example. Jade Cargill, I think, would have much more success in WWE than in AEW because of their presentation.
Sure.
Now, but Jay White is a phenomenal in-ring competitor. So do you think that he would have the Bryan Danielson mentality? I just want to have great matches and I want to have the flexibility and the freedom. Or do you think he's thinking it'd be really nice to have that exposure, you know, on a worldwide stage?
It's hard for me to get inside the mind of anybody like that. Like I'll never pretend to understand the motivations of millionaires or artists, because I'm not that artist. I don't know what art they want to create. I don't know what they want to do. I've been in personal situations where I've selected what I want to do over money. And then I've been in situations where I've selected money over that, as well as exposure that has varied as well. With Jay White, I think that one, he works the WWE style perfectly fine. He is a character perfectly fine. There's a lot more creatively, I think, to play off of in WWE with all the former Bullet Club members that are associated with him. I think that for him, all the positives land in WWE. And if he can get a deal like what we had reported that Carl Anderson and Gallows have, where it's like, well, don't bring me if you ain't using me type of thing, that would be beneficial, because from what I had heard, he wouldn't be back in the States.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I guess we'll see how it plays out.
And I say back in the States because it's where he lives. He's not from here, but. Victor says, if and when Roman loses the belts, do you need him continuing at the tribal chief character, or would they have him drop it when he returns to TV? I say you have him continue it, Jimmy, but he's almost like a false prophet. If you can, I don't care when you can do the Rock match. If you can do it within the next 2 or 3 years, you do it. And that's what it's for. It's for the tribal chief. It's for the head of the table. That's more important to Roman Reigns than the titles. And we will see that after Roman Reigns loses the titles, that it is more important to him that he is respected and feared within his family than being world champion.
He, at this point, he's a made man, and he's going to be a part-timer. And so when he loses the title, okay, if he loses the title at WrestleMania, wouldn't surprise me if he's not back till SummerSlam. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so because he's a made man and he's a part-timer, he can be presented as that same guy and still get a reaction and, you know, still be a draw. So I agree with you. Like, why would you drop the whole bloodline thing? Unless they need to figure out where to go with the story, and they end up going with him and Jay down the road. But I still think Sammy and KO against the Usos makes the most sense. So I don't think anything changes with Roman. I agree. They probably also want to wait out The Rock for next year. So I don't think anything changes in terms of his character.
So let's talk about Sammy. Let's talk about that.
All right. So Saturday night, I guess, you know, I'm watching the show, hot crowd in Montreal. Sami Zayn has been just an incredible performer. And I'm watching the show, and the finish plays out the way it plays out. And I was not surprised one iota. And then I happen to get on the Twitter, Sean, and I get on social media, and a lot of people are pissed off. You know what I mean? A lot of people are mad. And I watched a little bit of the post show that you did with Denise, and Denise is pretty pissed off. And I see people from other outlets, and they're pretty pissed off. And yeah. I thought to myself, this is interesting. Like, there's a lot of people that are really upset.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sami Zayn didn't beat Roman Reigns. Here's the thing, from a storyline perspective, strictly storyline perspective, and Alex Pulaski just popped in my head because he was pissed off too. From a story,
Alex was upset.
I know,
about anything.
I know. From a storyline perspective, if you are unhappy that you didn't get your storybook ending where the underdog good guy who was bullied and berated by the evil bad guy for months got his ass kicked at the Royal Rumble, the stars align, he gets a title shot in his hometown, and he doesn't beat the bad guy. From a storyline perspective, if you're upset by that, I understand. Like, I get that people kind of were hoping for that storybook ending. But for a lot of reasons, I didn't think for even one second that Sami Zayn was going to beat Roman Reigns. I didn't think so before the match, and I didn't think so during the match for a bunch of different reasons. And so I kind of wanted to lay it out. So the first one has to do with the narrative. Over the last year, when it comes to the world title, there have been two things that have been a focal point on WWE television. One has been Roman Reigns' streak and how he's had the longest reign since whoever, Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino, whatever the hell it is. That's number one. And the second focal point has been Cody Rhodes doing what his legendary dad couldn't, which is to win the WWE title. Even after the Rumble, Sean, and even after Cody or Sammy got attacked, they still did not focus on Sami Zayn becoming world champion.
Sami Zayn told Joel Pearl, as we reported on FightfulSelect.com, that when Cody approached him at the Rumble, he said, "Well, this is awkward."
Right. Yeah. But they never, even when Sammy was out there after the turn and he'd go out in the hoodie on television and he would cut these emotional promos, they didn't put a lot of focus on Sammy becoming the world champion. The focus was more on Sammy
taking down the bloodline.
Right. And so I never thought for one second Sammy was going to win the title. And so that's one reason. Another reason, and look, this is the harsh reality of business, and people don't like to talk about the business side of things. This is the harsh reality of business. One of WWE's biggest strategic partners is the Saudi Arabian government. They gross $100 million a year for two shows a year with the Saudi government. And for political reasons, Sammy can't be on those shows. And so
even though they're chanting, "We want Sammy."
But he can't be on the shows. And that's a shitty thing, but that's reality.
You can always split the titles, though. You can always split the titles and have like a big marquee match. Because if you put Tyson Fury or something like that on a show over there, they'll be like, "All right." But you can always split the titles.
You could, I suppose. But I mean, he's still your world champion. And I look at it like this. So they're going into WrestleMania. Let's say that Sammy beat Roman at Elimination Chamber, right? And they're going into WrestleMania. The steam will be taken off of Cody in terms of Roman getting beat, because people already saw Roman get beat.
So I want to address this from Mr. Easley. It says, "Cody versus Roman for the WWE title night one, Sammy Roman on another night for the Universal, or triple threat with both titles on the line. Thoughts? I don't want them to do the Angle Benoit Jericho thing. I think that having multiple title changes in one night like that, especially back to back, does take away from the other. Sammy does deserve to be like in a WrestleMania main event. He does. He's objectively sure. Over. It's just, I am very willing to watch this play out. And this is something, that's what I was telling Denise 8-9 months ago. I was not going to be willing to let it play out, because we would hear stories about how with a 5 month, I think it was more like a 2 or 3 month turn with Batista, Vince was like, let's do it now. Let's do it that's now. Right. Let's do it that's now. Right. And that was 18 years ago, right? So now I want to see this play out, and I want to see how they develop it. That's why I didn't want Jay to make his decision Saturday night, like kind of Denise had pointed out. We've got 5 or 6 weeks for me to find out what Jay's going to do and mm-hmm. to see how the dominoes fall there. I want a little bit Monday. I want a little bit Friday. I want a little bit next Monday, then the next Friday, and then so on and so forth. That way I'm interested in this show. I did a poll, Jimmy, and it was so wild, the results. The tie was Cody Roman, and then one night Roman defends against one night against the other. I do feel like, and it's just to me, that it does diminish a little bit of Roman finally getting beaten if that happens. However, listen, if you can do Cody Roman night one, and then Roman makes an enormous deal, like, I'm going to do everything I can to hold on to this night too. I might even go away for a while if I don't. You could perhaps do that, but I don't know how. Like, how would that happen? Would Adam Pearce say that? Then he seems like a heel for screwing Cody over. Mm-hmm. Cody has to be factored into this because he is the Royal Rumble winner. Mm-hmm. He earned this. Roman Reigns has to be factored in because he is the world champion. The way you can maybe get around it is Roman's, you know, done a lot of shady things to hold on to those titles. But then it's like, well, what is Kevin Owens doing? I remember Josh Koscheck tweeting Dana White for a fight, and Dana White just being on Twitter like, no. And he goes, guess I'm going to sit around and play with my ding dong then. What the hell is Kevin Owens supposed to do? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to do a triple threat because Sammy's the afterthought, and he shouldn't be. But he would be, especially the powers that be. They're going to focus on Roman and Cody. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Bianca was first coming up? And I can't remember who the girls were. It might have been Becky and Charlotte. I can't remember. But Bianca was the afterthought. She was the one that was kind of in the background, even though everybody saw her as the future. Sammy would be the same. So they're not going to do that. If they did, Roman has to face them both on either night. They would do Sammy night one, Cody night two. Sammy would get beat again. Because Cody's the guy that they're going to have beat Roman. It's going to be Cody. That's just how it's going to be. So Sammy loses again night one, which might piss people off even more. To me, the one solace in this whole thing is what Sammy said himself in the post Elimination Chamber press conference when he said the story's not done yet.
Exactly. It's not done yet.
And that's what he said. And so anybody that watched Elimination Chamber that was really pissed off, I didn't get my storybook ending. If you were willing to invest the last 9 months watching the Bloodline story, what's another 6 weeks? Give it another 6 weeks and see what they end up doing. And if it's shit, cool, then you know, you can criticize, but I wouldn't criticize when they haven't played it out yet.
That's the thing. That's why Denise and I were arguing on the air. She's like, oh, I don't want to hear you in a few weeks. And I'm like, whoa, I can do that. I can wait and see how it plays out. I don't have to predict and then be upset when it doesn't match my expectations.
Right.
What's the percentage? Wood says, love Sammy, but the story has always been Sammy and Jay. Roman has always been the common denominator, but the story has been Sammy and Jay. You don't need a 900 reign. Or you don't end a 900-day reign on the PLE before WrestleMania. If it's the right story move, you do. And that's the thing. If it's the right story move, you do. Will Washington, host of Grapsody, Ask Grapsody, and Day After Dynamite says, I honestly just don't think they did Cody any favors. Sammy needed a more definitive ending to fully pivot Cody's story. Ref bumps and visual pins were cowardly, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. They didn't do Cody any favors, but I want to see how they adjust this. I want to see how they respond to this.
I will agree. The second ref bump I thought was overkill.
Me too.
And when I was watching it live and the second ref bump happened, I thought, man, now they're really overbooking this shit, you know? But at least they can, you know, they can always use the fact that Sammy had Roman pinned for like a 10 count.
Yeah,
when the second referee was down. But again, I just think that maybe it's just because I don't know. Like I said, I went into it just knowing Sammy's not the guy. Cause you know how WWE, how the powers that be think Sammy wasn't going to be the guy to beat Roman. I knew that going into Elimination Chamber. So I just had no expectation he was ever going to win. That's just how
what's,
it is.
What's the percentage? Wood says this can't end until we get Jay and Roman. I think Jay breaks away after Mania. Roman returns after SummerSlam for the Jay Roman payoff. Yeah, I think that Roman finds a way to blame it all on Jay. Like, they lose the tag titles, all that stuff, and Roman finds a way to blame it on Jay, and then we get some reckoning at SummerSlam. Caden says, could Mercedes be the announcement? Could. Don't know. Haven't heard anything on that. She says she's free as a bird. Darren says, any news on Chris Statlander, Kyle O'Reilly, how they're doing from their injuries? Both still have quite a ways. Kyle O'Reilly said that he had neck fusion surgery. So that's a year at least. Chris Statlander tore her ACL. So that's almost a year. I saw her at both the Toronto and Lexington shows. So she's been backstage doing stuff, or at least there visiting, but don't know specifically what she's up to. Michael Higgins says, saw your tweet about Vince potentially being back in creative, and that might explain why Trish was sent home Monday due to creative changes. I don't know that she was sent home due to creative changes. I don't know what the reason was for her to not be there. Like, I don't know. Maybe she left the stove on or something. Like, I have no insight. I just know that I was told she was there and left.
I mean, Ottawa to Toronto, if she left her stove on, she's fucked.
Well, there you go. Hopefully everything's okay. Ryan says, do you have any updates on AOP and Eric Young? I found Nikki's comments about all her friends gone as a sanity tease. I did too. Eric Young is headed there. AOP have an incredible sense of loyalty to Paul Ellering, which I respect an awful lot. Now, how they were doing their WES thing, that sucked. That was bad. That was just people who weren't prepared getting involved in a business they weren't prepared for. But I respect their insistence on one. They asked Paul Ellering's blessing to use the Legion of Pain name, which I thought was a great indie name for them. And also, they were insistent that Paul Ellering negotiate whatever deal that they have coming up. So that way, you know, he's involved or he's doing something. So I got a lot of respect for those two fellas for doing that. Justin McBride says, why not have Sammy KO versus Usos main event night one of Mania? Biggest story, makes tag titles get the focus. Sammy gets main event. It's possible, Jimmy. Like, if Roman Cody main events one night, what do you see main eventing the other night?
Because it's WWE, Charlotte Rhea.
Okay.
I was going to say it'd be one of the women's matches, but because it's WWE, Charlotte Rhea.
Yeah. I think Rhea Bianca headlines one year. It's gotta, they messed up never having the Shield triple threat do it. They messed up never having the Horsewomen do it four way. Bianca Rhea is one of your future ones. And it's very clear they're saving that for something.
Yeah. Rhea's never been hotter. Like I fully expect she's going to beat Charlotte. Because she's never been hotter.
She keeps getting better, too.
Yeah,
she keeps getting better. Yep. Chi-Town Spurs says, for me, I have no doubt Cody Roman will be great, but there's no replicating that Montreal atmosphere. Would have been a legendary moment. I want to see what juice they put into this over the next 5 weeks. I am a lot more, I wouldn't say confident in WWE storytelling, but optimistic about WWE storytelling. But to replicate that moment, no, you can't replicate that moment. Mr. CJ Lilly says, Bloodline ends where it begins with Jay beating Roman at Backlash, head of the table, full circle. I think that Jay will beat him. I just don't think it'll be for that necessary spot. Although maybe it could be.
I think after Mania, they're going to keep Roman strong till Mania next year in case Rock comes back.
Yeah. Ryan says, I think Cody winning at Mania and then he defends both titles separately would be a decent way to get us towards splitting the title. Your thoughts? I thought the best possible way was for a triple threat match in which Roman didn't take a pin and found a way to blame it on one of the Bloodline members. But I don't know now because they need to split those titles. I'm tired of not having championship angles on Raw. How do you see them doing that?
So the only positive, I guess, of Cody winning is that Cody is available for both shows.
Yeah.
You know, because Roman's not working every week and Cody will. And so they could do what they used to do where they keep them together, But then Cody 1 month will have a SmackDown program, and the next month he'll have a Raw program. They've also, the brand split's kind of dead. I mean, Sammy had a match on Raw. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be a SmackDown guy. The brand split's kind of dead. So you could have Cody against a SmackDown guy, still promoted on Raw. Cody against a Raw guy, still promoted on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. But because theoretically, if Cody's the champion, he'll be on both shows. So it makes it a better situation.
Cam says, any update on AJ Styles? I was told that he's healing up nicely. I don't know what that means necessarily or when he'll be back. But it's obviously effective booking for the OC. Bridget, our friend Bridget, sending a monster super chat saying, I wanted to say thank you. I needed a smile this week. This Friday would have been my dad's 78th birthday. You all make this week easier. Well, I mean, you just made a lot of things easier for us. Thank you so much for sending that super chat. And every interaction we have had with you on this show has been nothing but positive. You send very positive regular chats, super chats, and very clear that your dad did an excellent job with you. I'm sure he's very proud of you, but thank you so much for that. We greatly appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you that are here. Ryan says, if Jay White was going to AEW, why would they do a loser leaves New Japan match if AEW has a partnership with him? Yes, I agree. That is also a thing. But also, Jay White, within storyline, a piece of shit, Jimmy. Simply say, I lied. He could. But listen, I'm not lying to all these beautiful people, Jimmy. NordVPN.com/Fightful. John Jones has a big comeback fight coming up in, I think, a week or two.
It might be the last one, too.
Never know. I'm going to be using NordVPN.com/Fightful to watch that, paying 1/6 of the price by using overseas services. That covers the cost of my subscription outright with NordVPN.com/Fightful. But now you get 4 additional months free. You get 3 great tiers, whether you want a locker, a pass, a VPN, or all 3, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. If for some reason you don't like it, you get your money back. Browse safely and securely. Browse anonymously. Protect your data, especially when you're traveling. The warmer weather's kicking up. I'm about to do a lot of traveling, looking like LA, maybe London, Canada. I want to protect myself with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And with that, you can change your virtual location with just one click. You can watch AEW without commercials with Fight Plus. A lot of options and cool things that you can unlock with NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's like a cheat code for all your devices. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Love those guys. They are fantastic. They sent me a hoodie recently and it's phenomenal.
Oh, that's nice. Phenomenal. That's nice.
We finally got through all the super chats for now, Jimmy.
Good, good. Feel free to send in a whole bunch more good ones, but I want to ask you thoughts on some more stuff. So the one person at Elimination Chamber that probably impressed me the most outside of, say, Sammy and you know, the usual suspects was Montez Ford. And how long have I been putting over Montez Ford? I feel like I'm putting him over for 4 years on this podcast. He looked like $1 million. I understand Bianca made his gear that he wore.
Yeah, she makes most of his gear, but holy crap. Go watch the interview I did with he and Angelo. I know I released those a little bit later than a lot of people, but he just took over. He's so charismatic. He is so effortlessly charismatic on the mic, physically in that ring, Jimmy. I just looked at him and I was like, he's him. He is him.
Now I will say, I'm going to be nitpicky. There's some stuff in the ring he did that I wasn't crazy about.
Sure.
Like he's a little bit soft with some of his shots. I wish he's a little bit more snug. They should put him in there with Brock because Brock will get that out of him quick. Jesus. But I thought Montez looked like a star at Elimination Chamber. He looked like he belonged out there, even though he's been a tag team wrestler up until now. Do you think that they're going to carry on with the singles run into Mania and maybe even put him in a mid-title program? Or do you think it's back to the Street Profits?
I would like to see the Street Profits have an amicable split where they're a team sometimes and they support each other, but they start doing some more singles stuff. I would like to see that. That's an element we haven't seen as much. We see it in AEW all the time.
Right.
Like
New Day.
All the time. Yeah. But I mean, both of them doing single stuff. I would love that. We saw it briefly with New Age Outlaws in, like, I want to say late 98, early 99, when one was going for the hardcore, one was going for the Intercontinental, and then they won each other's titles that the other one was going for, which I thought was really cool. But I would like to see that. That's what I want to see happen.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But he, just seeing him walk out there, I just thought, man, this dude looks like a star, talks like a star, might be the best athlete in the company. Like, he's just got all the tools. And so I want to see them finally do something with him. Okay, now the next one. And Sean told me off the air, he's like, I don't know if he's going to wrestle. But I'm going to ask your thoughts. Shawn Michaels. So we know that in years past, he had offers. And he had offers, and he always said, I want to respect the retirement rule. And from what I heard, it took $3 million to get him in the ring at Crown Jewel when they did the DX reunion. Otherwise, he stayed out of the ring. They're doing all this shit with Grayson Waller, yeah. And it just so happens that WrestleMania is around the corner. Do you think he might have one more in him? Or do you think that Sean's just going to have a wrestler, or do you think he's going to have a wrestler represent him instead?
I think he's got one more in him, but I don't think he's going to do it. Right. You've got AJ Styles trying. I mean, AJ Styles pitched it. And I love it. I love that these wrestlers today are not shy about pitching it. AJ goes, have we asked him? And they're like, oh, it would cost so much money. And he goes, money that you have? And Kevin Owens pitched it to Shawn Michaels directly. And Kevin Owens said, well, I wanted to be able to say I wrestled my two favorite wrestlers of all time. And he's left on the list. I think he's going to have somebody represent him, like a Dragon Lee would make a lot of sense or something like that. But maybe that's Shawn Michaels' way of saying on screen, stop asking me. Stop
it. Maybe. Yeah, because they sure are going in that direction.
Yeah, I have no indication one way or another, though. It'd be neat. And
My gut tells me Sean Ross simp.
I love what Grayson Waller does. You know, my favorite thing about that, Jimmy, is there are some of my trolls online that are like, oh, he's seen my tweets. I was like, oh my God.
I've done the only way that I could see Sean doing it is if Hunter, as a favor, went to Sean and said, look, we don't have Austin. We don't have Rock. I'd like to have like one big name from the past to put on the marquee for WrestleMania. Sean would do it for Hunter, I think.
Oh, that'd be a great Mania match, but also they've got an arena to sell out for Stand and Deliver too.
Right.
That morning.
Right. Yeah.
Glick Foley says, I agree with Jimmy. AEW's issue is a 100% lack of a single compelling storyline right now. Punk MJF and Punk Mox left viewers with the anticipation so they could see what happens next. Nobody's doing that now. So with MJF, like, I love what he does. I love his work. But I think everybody feels like it's a holding pattern because they know he's going to hold the championship all year. I would love for them to switch that title maybe a couple times this year, but MJF gets it back. Like, even if it's like a couple days afterwards.
Almost like a flare. Yeah, like a flare run.
Throw some doubt in there. And I mean, I know that there's that, oh, they held the title for a full year. Is it cool? Yes. It ain't rare anymore. It's happened. I feel like between AEW, ROH, and WWE and New Japan, I feel like it's happened 20 times since Punk did it. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like if I needed to dig up 20 times since Punk did it or since Cena did it, there you go. But
yeah, you know what? I made a comment on Twitter, and of course people took it the wrong way because that's what people do. On Twitter, I said MJF needs the right opponent because Bryan Danielson's not it.
I think he's it.
Well, no, but see, this is where people took that to mean that I was suggesting that Bryan is not a draw. That's not what I was saying. Mm-hmm. What I was saying is nobody thinks Bryan's going to beat him. He just won the title.
Yeah.
And Bryan's been spending every week wrestling these really, really, you know, elite level matches, but matches that don't mean a lot.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anybody thinks Brian's going to be an MJF or Revolution. What MJF needs is an opponent that people think, Jesus, this guy might win. And Brian's not that guy. And I think that's part of the problem right now. There's no, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, because I know that I'm not the biggest AEW mark in the world. I don't think there's a ton of buzz for Revolution.
There's not a ton of buzz for Revolution, but again, a couple weeks, we'll see how it comes together. You know, if they just outright say Punk or Mercedes for Revolution, well,
of course,
anything can happen.
Sure.
Kilo Johnny says, post-Mania, do you see Sammy being on the levels of the likes of Roman, Rollins, Cody, etc., or does he drop back down the card? I think if they win the tag titles, I think you need to put a lot into the marquee names of the tag. Like, I would love to see Sammy and Owens against Drew and Sheamus? Are you kidding me? Jesus, you're talking main eventers versus main eventers, and then the other tag teams get pissed off? Like, I would love to see that. So I think he'll stay there.
You know what? The Rock and Saw Connection were a tag team, and of course the Rock is the Rock, but they were a tag team, and they elevated those titles.
Undertaker and Kane being added to that division helped a lot.
Right. And I agree with what you're saying. They could have Sammy and KO be the tag team champions, but they could be the tag team champions going against the main event talent.
Yeah,
I agree. There's ways that they could do it and keep Sammy elevated and elevate the tag titles at the same time. And then whoever beats Sammy and KO, they're now elevated as a tag team. You don't put it back on the Usos. It's got to be somebody new.
Yeah. Reminder, guys, we're going to talk about those Vince McMahon rumors, and I don't think it's happening, but I'll tell you what I've been told. What that talent said to me on the list goes on FightfulSelect.com right after this. And don't worry, guys, I'm sure it'll get aggregated immediately afterwards if you don't want to go to the paywall. But KE775 says, watching NXT last night, I was thinking I like at least three people. Indy, Zoe, Alba Fire need to come up. Do you think they wait until post-Mania for call-ups? I think at this point, yes. At this point, I think they do.
Do you know if they're going to do the Battle Royals?
I don't. I've been trying to find out. I hope they do. That would be awesome. I think they should. Men's one day, women's another. And then make it clear that it means something. Like, I thought they were doing a good job with the last time that was on the actual show.
Right.
They were making people declare for it and things like that. Like, I know a lot of people go, oh, the Battle Royal, that means no, it's a scripted show. You can make it mean whatever you want it to mean.
I agree.
If you treat it like it's a catch-all, well, then it's going to be a catch-all. If you say this means something and they're going to be presented opportunities if they win this, well, then it means something a lot more.
I agree. Instead of having the winner of the men's thing stand next to the Andre Trophy with his arm across like an idiot.
Yeah.
They should say the winner gets a title shot. Simple. And the winner gets a title shot.
And for the love of God, rename the women's to the Sensational Invitational. Make it about Sensational Sherry. Honor her that way. It's too cool of a name to not do.
Do did that. You just come up with that? Or did you hear that?
It's something that I thought of like a few years ago, for sure. But we're about to wrap up. But Ronan Mike Clips says, I think even SRS would agree. The best times in the UFC after our lengthy title reigns opens up. And it adds, or the division opens up. It can be, yeah, especially a lengthy one, because then you got a lot of interesting matchups. Sometimes you see a lot of people who shouldn't get other chances get chances as well. Like, you know, Colby Covington is just waiting around for new champions so he can get another title shot. You also had Kota Ibushi on this list, Jimmy.
I did have Kota Ibushi. Okay, I want to talk about the leeches at the airport too on the live show.
Okay, yeah. Fuck them, by the way.
Yeah, I want to talk about this because I know this world very well, and I want wrestling talent to understand how they are negatively impacting themselves if they accommodate these people. So if anybody didn't hear about this, there were a couple of videos recently. One was with Rey Mysterio. The other was with Liv Morgan. They were at the airport and there were these leeches. And that's what I'm going to call them, leeches, with their arms full of merchandise. With Rey, they were a bunch of Funko Pops, and with Liv, they had a bunch of 8x10s and they had Mattel toy sets and stuff, arms full of stuff that they wanted Rey and Liv to sign. Yep. Now, Ray knew better. He's a veteran and he's been around. Ray knew better. And he told them that he couldn't sign. Liv, and to her credit, from what I understand, it was early in the morning and she probably just wanted to get wherever the hell she was going. She signed everything. And I saw that and I wanted to mention this because, again, I know this world very, very well. When you do that, when you sign for those leeches at the airport, you are costing yourself money.
Yeah.
In a couple of ways.
There are some companies that have it prohibited from outside signings unless they approve, and that includes stuff like that.
Yeah, so the thing is, if you go through an authorized company, and I know firsthand, Triple H has done them through an authorized company, Shawn Michaels has done them through an authorized company, The Undertaker's done them through an authorized company. Now, I understand, you know, Liv Morgan's not The Undertaker, I get it, but you can still make good money through authorized signings. They'll pay you either per item or they will pay you per hour. I know that WWE works with these companies. I don't know if they work individually with the talent, but I know that they work through WWE. When you sign for these leeches at the airport, they can undercut the authorized companies when they sell the stuff on, say, eBay, because they don't have a talent cost that they have to take into account.
Yep.
So if you're averaging, I don't know, $100 for an 8x10 through one of these authorized companies, they can sneak in at like $70 because they don't have the talent cost. When that happens, the authorized company might not be able to afford to hire you to do a signing because they have to take into account what your stuff's already going for on eBay. That means that you might be costing yourself signings. When you see these leeches at the airport, fuck them. Don't sign for them. And you that's all I can say.
I saw Britt Baker on her Instagram stories the other day promote a signing that she had that day. And she goes, "Hey, people who were upset that I wouldn't sign for them at the airport today with their stacks of stuff, I'm sure you'll be there, right?"
Yes.
There
exactly. Yes.
There are. Like
there's a lot of reasons you don't want to do it. And there's something else I want to mention because I've got friends that do this stuff for a living. A lot of these leeches at the airport, they will make up certificates of authenticity. They basically will Photoshop them and they'll pretend that the thing is certified when it's not. Sometimes on eBay, they'll say, "We'll send authentication. And you know what they send, Sean? They send a picture that they took of the talent when the talent was signing it.
There's a signed Hillbilly Jim LJN that I was given, and I was given the picture of him signing it as well.
There you go. And that's what they do.
I don't like it. I think that waiting at the airport when you don't have a flight or you don't have any business there is weird. I think that waiting at the hotel is weird. I don't like it. It ain't for me. I've heard people say, "Oh, well, it's the only chance." No, it's not the only chance. It is not the only chance. All these people are going to monetize their signatures.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, if you watch that Ray video, there was somebody else that just had one picture and Ray looked at them and said, "I'll sign for you if you want."
Yeah.
It was the ones that had their arms full of Funko Pops where he was like, "No, I'm not signing
Tape to a board, Jimmy."
Yes. Yes.
Unreal.
Yeah, I agree.
Current percentage you put on Kenny re-signing with AEW? I'd say probably 80%. I would expect it. Will there be a draft after Mania? Unfortunately, I don't know. I was told there were draft plans last fall, and they were moved to indefinitely this year. Guys, fight. Oh, wow. Tom Talks Rubbish, whose show I did yesterday. It'll be out eventually. It says, "Big love to you lovely fellas. Really enjoyed doing that." Matt Payne says, "Ciampa said he would sign if he could personalize them a few years ago because that makes flipping them harder." That's a good idea too.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good idea. Very, very
I joked around. I have it in a box now. I have a Ric Flair, signed Ric Flair, and it says "To John." And when I bought something else from somebody, they threw it in for free. Yeah. You cannot flip stuff that's personalized. That's true.
Our last super chat, last one. "What would be the more important story and or camera shot?" says DNC Digital. "Cody winning or Roman losing? Would you have the camera tell the story?" Oh, it's got to be the wide shot. It's got to be the wide shot of Roman Reigns laying there and Cody Rhodes holding the title over top of him. They are both very important, in my opinion, Jimmy.
100%. I totally agree. I think ultimately it's going to be Cody. It reminds me very much of, say, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, WrestleMania 12. Yes. The boyhood dream comes true. So I think ultimately it'll be Cody, but there's importance in both for sure.
FightfulSelect.com. In 2 minutes, we got the list goes on. We're talking about those crazy Vince rumors. Reckless speculation. We're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.